Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. I'm so grateful to be here this morning with breath in our lungs. Our heart is beating. It is a good day, people. It's a good day. And I'm so excited about today's show, which I'll tell you about in just a few minutes. But before we get started, I just want to thank everyone who came out to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event. The American Cancer Society has been such an advocate for helping women have hope and helping them through their journey. And of course, they helped my sister, which I'm so grateful for. And I did the warm up this morning, and I just can't wait to find out how much money we raised, because I'll tell you what, there were so many people there. It was a beautiful day, and that's what it's all about, encouraging women, giving them hope, and supporting them in their journey for breast cancer. And today's guest, I'm so excited because, you know what, it is perfect timing. You know, today's guest is someone who I love, who I've looked up to, who I admire in so many ways, and that is Linda Pellegrino from AM Buffalo. She's going to be joining me in just a few minutes. You know what, she has a new book out right now, Still Smiling, which I think I ordered as soon as I saw the post, like 2 minutes after I saw the post, I ordered it on Amazon, and it's an amazing book. I cried actually reading it. It's a heartfelt book that tells not only of her journey on the air, which is so interesting, I didn't even know half of it, and also her walk through her health problems that she had battling two different types of cancer. So we're going to be talking to Linda Pellegrino in just a few minutes. I'm so excited about that. Also, I want to remind you that I have the opportunity to teach the Women of Hope Chest. We're starting on October 27th at the Buffalo Athletic Club, Colvin Club. I'll be teaching them 4 series of an anti-cancer healthy eating protocol, which I just can't even tell you how happy and how honored I am to do that. Again, just to help women to not only prevent disease, but help to reverse disease too. And, of course, yesterday on AM Buffalo, I had the opportunity to talk again there about the effect that food has on our health, and particularly dairy. You know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that too today at the end of the show. But you know, of course, we know that animal products are linked to cancer, and that dairy, especially milk, and the casein in milk it can turn on or turn off those cancer cells. So make sure that, you know, if you didn't see the show yesterday on AM Buffalo, that you go back. You can just go to the WKBW website, scroll down where it says AM Buffalo, and click on the link there, and it'll be up there. Producer Frank is always great at putting that up right away. So listen, when we come back, I'm so excited. Linda Pellegrino in the house. Don't go anywhere. And I want to tell you about Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. They are advocates at helping treating problems with your musculoskeletal system non-surgically. And I love that about the doctors. Not only that, they are advocates for healthy eating, and that's where I teach one of my healthy eating programs, so I'm so grateful for that. So we'll be right back with the raw truth. Stay with us. Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-CORR.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com. And let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
All right, we are back, and I'm so excited about our only guest today. Usually I have 2 to 4 guests on the show, but I wanted to dedicate this whole show to my good friend Linda Pellegrino from AM Buffalo. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Robbie. Thank you for asking me. You've been so generous, and we've known each other for such a long time. You're right, though. We're going to need a long time to discuss everything we want to talk about.
Well, I know, you know, both of us like to talk, but yep. You have a history, Linda, that I had no idea. And all the years, I think it's 20 to 30 years I've been blessed to be on AM Buffalo, I had no idea of the history until I read your new book called Still Smiling, which is hot off the press.
It is. It is. It's just now in the local bookstores and Amazon.com. But you're right. I think you were the very first purchase. I can't thank you enough. What a friend, right? A friend buys your book. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I've been one of the people like Joel encouraging you to, write a book because you have such an interesting story to tell. And not only is this book about your personal walk with your health problems and all that goes along with that, but your public life too, which I saw some of that, you know, from the outside looking in, and it's just so cool to be interviewing you because you always interview me.
Right.
And it's an honor to do that. But my goodness, I'm so glad you wrote down a lot of this. And I know you were on a good friend of mine, Zandy Beach's show recently too. And both of you I admire in so many ways. I knew that you started out in radio. Tell us about that.
This is my home. I love radio. I started out in college being a radio major.
Wow.
And AM radio too. So exactly, you know, what we're doing right now. It's actually much tougher than television.
Yeah.
Because as you know, you're everything when it comes to radio. Normally, when I first started in radio, I engineered my own show. So you were in charge of your pace, your music, cueing the news guy, the traffic guy, the whole thing. So, and the time went by so fast. It felt so intimate to be talking into somebody's ear, so to speak, with radio. So I loved it and did that for quite a while. But when I moved to Buffalo, I couldn't really get a full-time job at this. Now, we're talking 30 years ago, okay?
Yes.
They didn't have women doing full-time radio.
True.
So I did part-time radio. I had another full-time job with Western Electric, right? I mean, I was literally working 7 days a week for 5 years because what would happen is that I finally got hired at BEN. So I would do that weekend show no matter where I was, and I would have to fly home because they would send me on these long-haul transfers, Poughkeepsie, wow. Newburgh, Fishkill, all these places in New York State. I would take a red-eye out, do my job Monday through Friday on the road, and I was a newlywed at the time, and then I would fly back Friday night to see my husband and to do my radio shows. Wouldn't think of not doing my radio show Saturday and Sunday. Sunday night, kiss my husband goodbye, fly right out again, and be on the job by 7:30 the next morning. So radio was where my heart was. But after 5 years, I figured, I'm not sure this is ever going to happen. Then all of a sudden, I had an opportunity to go to Channel 29. They said, well, we know you do radio, and we want to have somebody from radio who can ad-lib, because we have a movie job coming up. So they hired me for that. And then basically, to make a long story short, Channel 7 saw me on that show and said, would you come over and do the weather? Because we've had real good luck with Danny Neverith and Cliff Smith. They come from radio because they can ad-lib. Weather is the last part of the show. You might have to do the weather in a minute and a half. You might get 3 minutes, depending on the news of the day. So can you come over and do that? Sure. So that allowed me then picking up another job. I did that for the longest time, and then all of a sudden they invented a show called Live at 5. And it was Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. It was the first 5 o'clock show, show that was here in Buffalo. And Keith Radford, Ann Edwards, myself, and Bob Kaczynski started that, and that allowed me to work Monday through Friday, finally, wow. and get off the weekends and get off of 7 days a week.
Well, I do remember you as in weather.
Yeah,
That's why
I still do it on AM Buffalo. You can take the girl out of weather, but you can't take the weather out of the girl. You know, I learned too much in weather. I'm not giving it up now.
All of these incredible opportunities that you had, really have made you who you are today.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Linda, I have watched you so much. I just have learned so much from you about really getting your point across quickly and efficiently to, the listeners, the people who are viewers. And not only that, I mean, with such, I can say on the other end that you make everyone feel so comfortable. And I hear this from everyone. You know, when people talk about, oh, yeah, I see you on AM Buffalo. I've been on AM Buffalo. Isn't Linda so gracious? She makes everyone feel so wonderful. You have a knack and a gift. It really is a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Making people feel, because I never knew really what I was doing, especially in the early days. You always made me feel so comfortable, and it's so at ease. And really, you lead us into the topic.
Yeah.
And help us along.
Well, Rob, my feeling is that I am not the star of my show. My guests are the stars of my show. I'm the conduit.
Yeah.
So they can feel that if my guest isn't feeling comfortable, she's not, or he isn't going to be at their best. They're going to be nervous. They're going to be looking around. I need to help them alleviate all that so they can, they're there for a reason, and we have to get to that point of what that reason is. So I want them to be comfortable. Plus, you know what? And I tell everybody, I said, this isn't brain surgery. I said, we make a mistake, we keep moving.
We're
not killing anybody. This is just television, so don't get too crazy about it. It'll be fun, and I've never lost a guest.
Well, you make it look easy. It's not that easy. But okay, so then you went to the weather and then to the...
Yeah, then I started doing features on news. And then the AM job came up, and they said, you want to give that a shot? I said, I'd love to, because really, AM Buffalo is more like radio with pictures. I mean, because we ad-lib a lot of it.
Yeah.
And with John Summers, who started the same day I did, it's really right up our alley. So if the prompter fails one day, or we change a guest, and as you know, you see changes come in real fast, you just go with it. You just go with the flow. You just know the audience will forgive you your little foibles. Just get the information out and just keep going.
Right.
And if the audience likes you, they're a friend of yours, and they'll forgive you the little things.
Well,
because they feel like you're talking to them.
And I've heard this from my mom was such a huge fan of yours as well as,
I remember your mom fondly.
I know. She loved you. And, we always felt like you were just sitting in the living room with us, like on the couch.
Exactly.
It just feels like home. Like you think of the Folgers commercial and Linda Pellegrino, it just feels like home.
You know what, Rob? When I did radio, I was very aware of the fact that nobody knew who radio people were. We were faceless kind of people, but yet we were on a more personal basis with the listener than people in TV. When I think a news person has that invisible wall where they're definitely reading prompter. They don't really want to put a lot of their personality into it because that's not their job. They're just there to read the facts. So we have a different job. So I know how I would feel if I walked into a studio for the very first time ever. I'd be shaking in my boots.
Yeah.
I know that. So I want to make sure that somebody doesn't feel that way. So I go out of my way just to let them know, this is going to be fun. You know, trust me. I'll take care of all the work, you know, when it comes to this. I'll get us in. I'll get us out. All you have to do is just remember what it is you want to say. We'll stay on topic. And if people are passionate, which is what I found through all these years, they're passionate about what they do. You're so passionate about what you do. Then the rest of it takes over. So that's my job, is to let everybody know we're all on equal footing. And my guests are the stars of the show.
Well, you're a star, I'm telling you, because you are just so gifted and have impacted so many people. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, there are times I did forget what I was talking about, but you actually keep me on track.
Yeah, no, she never does, right? No,
No. You know, and not only that, you always, even if we forget to give our website or whatever, you are, boom, boom, you're there promoting, and I love that. So AM Buffalo, what I remember back in the day, had cameramen.
Right.
A studio audience.
Right.
There were a lot of people. Now it's Steve running in and out.
Right.
Steve.
Frank, and that's about it. Well, that's why.
That's what I meant to say. Frank, not Steve.
I wrote the book was because it's changing. Television is changing. And I didn't want to forget those days. I wanted to remember those days because those were days where I went to Hollywood. Those were days where the show picked up and we went to Cancun. We would take audience members with us.
Wow.
We would travel. Bills were having a big Monday night game. AM Buffalo went too. Those days are not here anymore. But it was a great time to do television. I do too.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll come back. You know, who knows? But I didn't want to forget that. And I didn't want to not thank all the people who made all that possible, who made me, you know, help me along the way and turned all this into what it is. But AM Buffalo is so lucky. We have such a rich history. The show has come along, and I want to honor those people. You know, Brian Kale isn't with us anymore. Nancy Foreman, all these people who are real groundbreakers. And that time slot is it's wonderful to have. And now other stations, there are some other stations that are now picking up on the fact that once these shows go away, it's very, very hard for them to come back because nobody has that education anymore. They don't have this experience on putting together a show like this anymore. They either come from news or they're starting from scratch. So we really, you know, we cherish the fact that we have this hour to do what it is that we do and to have something with continuity that we're really proud to do every single day and that we can represent different parts of the community who may be underserved.
And I'll tell you what, I'm always surprised at how many people watch AM Buffalo because you think people are working.
Yes, right.
But they actually go to the website or a DVR it or whatever they do. I mean, working people are watching and following AM Buffalo, and I love it. I mean,
it's amazing.
It's such an honor to have been a part of it these years. So we are going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and we have more with my good friend Linda Pellegrino. We're going to talk about your book, your new book, Still Smiling. It's such an amazing book. I just saw that it's available on Amazon, too, right?
Yes, Amazon.com.
Amazon and Barnes & Nobles, and you'll have to tell us all the places.
Okay.
But there's so many things in here that I had no clue. We're going to continue our talk with Linda Pellegrino. I want to tell you about Buffalo Dental Group. If you're looking for someone who can take care of your teeth with cutting-edge equipment, you need to check out Buffalo Dental Group. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
AutoStars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from AutoStars Collision and Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. Once again, I want to thank everyone that came out to the Making Strides event this morning. What a glorious day and what a wonderful group of people, passionate people. I was honored to do the warm-up for that, and I just am so honored to be able to continue to be involved. You know, I lost my sister to breast cancer, and I just am so happy to give hope to women and to really support women who have walked through that. And one of those people is my good friend Linda Pellegrino, and I'm so excited that you're here today.
I know, I'm excited because we've been talking about this forever.
I know.
And finally the stars aligned and here we are.
Amen.
So, but I have to tell you, Robbie, you're one of my heroes too.
Oh.
You have shared everything that you've gone through with your sister, your mom passing.
Yes.
You know, you have been a part of my life for a long time. Mm-hmm. And you were very encouraging to me. As I was kind of getting through my book, The Raw Truth had just come out, and I thought to myself, if Robbie can do it, she's so encouraging, I'm going to finish mine and get it going. So, you know, women are leading. We're beginning to really make a movement here in Western New York.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing more and more female entrepreneurs and people like you, Robbie, who are telling women, get your life together. Think about what you're doing. You are a role model to your kids. Kick your head out of the sand.
Yes.
The time to be happy is now. The time to be healthy is now. And I've learned so much, and I've taken that to run with it. So if I'm getting a modicum of success with my book, it's because I'm listening to people like you.
Oh, you're so encouraging, and thank you for that. That just I'm gonna, I cried.
We cried together. Yeah, we cried together. We cried together more than once.
I know. Yes, absolutely. Well, you have been such a role model and such an inspiration to women, Linda. And I'll tell you, I mean, talk about inspiring people. You know, when I read your book, and I knew that, and we will get into, your health and what happened with that. But you just every single day got up there with a smile on your face, going through what you went through. I didn't even know half of what you went through until I read your book, and I thought I knew a lot because I obviously follow you and, have seen you so much. But I had no idea what was going on because every day, and that's what my sister did too, smile on her face, smile on your face, just, seize the day.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is not going to take
right.
me down.
Well, Rob, the one thing is that with everything going on around me, the disease and being bald and all this other kind of stuff, the one constant was the show. I knew at 10 o'clock I was going to say hi to my friends. And my friends were going to be there, smiling back. It was enough I didn't want to break that relationship. And I'm not even sure why I got sick because, as you know, television is a very stressful business. Management changes. Your bosses are changing all the time. And from being on the air, nobody really knows what it's like to do exactly what you're doing like you, okay? I mean, people who are not on the air have, you know, they have requests and they would like you to do certain things and they have demands, but it's not, you're the one who has to carry that out.
Exactly.
You have to execute.
Absolutely.
And you just, you know, while all of that is happening, and again, you have a family, you have, you know, and I had this illness and everything else, the one constant was that the red light was going to go on at 10 o'clock and I got to be in my element. So that audience became my therapy.
Mm.
I got to talk to these folks. Now I got to see another side of what they were going through, because now I realize while AM Buffalo is on, people are watching when they're getting, maybe they're getting their kidney treatment, they're getting dialysis. We're on in doctor's offices.
Oh, yeah.
We're on in all these
hospitals,
different places
everywhere,
where people are not doing too well, but they're watching because that's their constant. If
absolutely,
they're watching this, and if I'm still there, maybe this isn't so bad.
Exactly.
Because she's still there. She's still working.
Yes.
So that's the way I looked at it. It's like, let me make that connection. Let everybody know I'm still here, because if I'm still here, no matter what you're going through, maybe you're going to still be here too.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, we have a huge audience in Canada here on WBCI.
Oh, good. I love our Canadian friends.
And also in the U.S. So I know that a lot of people know what you went through, but there may be some people that don't. So let's get into that, because you write about it so wonderfully in your book. And, Linda, I just, and your son, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I did cry when I read what he wrote.
He's so eloquent.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yes. But tell our listeners how this all started.
Okay.
Like, how did you find a lump?
Well, here's what happened. I always had fibrous breasts. Okay, they were always very lumpy. Never thought anything of it. Finally, after all these years of getting mammograms, I went in and they said, you know, you've got some calcium deposits, which is like the next step after having fibrous cystic kind of breast. So let's put a little marker in where we see one so we can watch it the next time, a year from now when you come in for your mammogram. Okay. So they put it in. It's like a dog getting a chip in his ear. You know, they go, they just shoot it in, and it's
right,
done.
Right.
Okay. Well, the next year, and again, if you read the book, you'll find that I almost missed getting that mammogram. They said, we got to call you in. We the first thing they do is they start taking more pictures. You take your mammogram, you think you're going to be home for General Hospital, and the next thing you know, you're still in the room.
Yeah.
And they're saying, can we take it again? Can we take it from another angle? We just want to, radiologist wants to see one more, angle. So, you know, you're starting to say, I wonder what's going on. And they're taking both breasts, which was really weird. So finally, after like 2 hours, they called me in, and the guy sat me down and goes, I'm afraid you have breast cancer in both breasts. You're going to need biopsies to find out. He says, that where we put the marker in? He goes, that's the suspect. That's a spot. But now the other side, too. All right. First of all, if it's, I had just been here for a mammogram a year ago. So I was feeling okay, thinking, whatever this is, wasn't here a year ago.
Exactly.
So I have that on my side.
Right.
So I never cried over it.
I read that.
You know, I just never did. I just figured, okay. It'd be one thing if I hadn't had a mammogram in 20 years, and I'm hearing this, but I knew I was just here. So
right.
I think first thing I did was go on Google, you know, and I'm starting to Google all this information.
Absolutely.
So basically what they found out with biopsies is that I had lobular cancer on one side, carcinoma on the other, two different kinds. And then when you go for a body scan, because now they want to check you from head to toe, then I had thyroid cancer, papillary. Can you imagine? Three different kinds of cancer, and you feel fine. You feel just fine.
It's
weird.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that time period, but I don't remember that all that was going on at the same time for some reason. I can't even believe, I mean, how rare is that?
Yet, I thought myself lucky, because I said, you know, I'm so lucky because, first of all, I'm the best one in my family to get this. I'm the strongest one, and I have insurance. Let's be practical.
Praise God.
Secondly, I know I caught this early. Thirdly, I have great doctors. And we're going to get this taken care of, and we're going to move forward.
And you're a fighter, Linda.
Oh, yeah. You know, it had to be to be in this business as long as I have.
Absolutely. I mean, so many people, you know, with one thing will say, you know, that's it.
It blows you out of the water.
I'm just going to, you know.
You can't pack your bags and just say, okay, whatever.
You are a fighter, and I admire that so much. So, okay, so you had these biopsies, so then you were diagnosed with, I couldn't believe it. When I was reading this, I had no idea.
I thought I had, like I said, an expiration date on me, you know, with all these things. And I have no history. So remember, I have no history. There's for any of this.
Right.
My sister's
right.
fine. My mom's fine. My mom's 86. You know, she's fine.
And you never grew up in a toxic area, or can you think of anything?
I've been in Western New York for 30 years, and I do wonder how toxic this area is.
Yeah.
Because I've heard stories, and I wonder a lot about what's under the ground.
Yeah.
I wonder for a lot of different neighborhoods.
Right.
But I can't pinpoint it. I don't know.
You know, there's a lot of thyroid problems
yes.
in this area.
Yeah.
and, of course, Love Canal and all of that stuff. But so then you had
I made a decision of having a double mastectomy right away, and luckily I had enough breast tissue where they could actually rebuild my breast in that same operation. I didn't have to have spacers put in.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up with the semblance of two more breasts, you know, a lot much smaller, but that's what I was going for anyway.
Yeah. You know, what really struck me in your book is how, you know, you were worried about the holidays.
Yeah.
You didn't want to spoil the holidays.
Yeah.
Which is so typical
right?
of women.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Italian women? I don't know what it is.
I know.
Like, oh, my God, the whole family's coming. I can't tell them this. Right?
Yes. I mean, Linda, I don't know if I would have done that. I probably would have told everybody. But that is how you are. You're always thinking about everyone else and your son. You didn't want to worry him.
Right. He was in college. Can you imagine having to tell? So, like I said, when I told my husband, I said, look, I got good news and bad news. What do you want first? And he said, all right, give me the good news. I said, I'm getting a breast reduction. And he just looked at me, and he was like, why? I said, well, I have a little breast cancer, so we're going to have that taken care of, and then we're going to move forward. I said, we won't tell Brett until after that. I said, after he goes back to school, I'm going to have the surgery. Then when he comes back after that, we'll tell him. So that way I could say, I had breast cancer. I don't have it anymore.
Right.
So.
And, again, worrying about your son. And
yeah,
worrying about
my parents, right.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I want to continue to talk about this and also talk about, you know, your entire journey here and your oh my gosh, just your fight through all of this. I every day that I showed up at AM Buffalo, I used to look at you and say, I don't know how does she do this?
Yeah.
I don't know how she's doing it. I mean, nothing really changed in Linda Pellegrino and how she was every day, so upbeat, so positive, so encouraging to other people. It was just unbelievable. I just never saw at any time one waver from that in all of that you went through. And, I mean, that was just...
Well, it was never the audience's fault. You know, it was never my guest's fault.
No, I know,
so,
but I don't know.
You know, Robbie, a lot of people coming into the studio were in much worse shape than me. I had people who were actually diagnosed with illnesses that they were going to die from who came on our show at one point to say, I don't want this to happen to you.
Yeah.
So I would always think of people who had it worse than me.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. We're going to continue our talk with Linda Pellegrino from AM Buffalo. I know a lot of viewers in Canada and the U.S. When I'm in Canada, I watch on, I think it's channel 14 or 13, 15, I think. But everybody loves Linda Pellegrino from AM Buffalo. We are going to continue this talk, and her new book is out, Still Smiling, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we'll tell you more places as well. I want to talk to you about Pine Pharmacy, and they are such a blessing to this area. Listen, if you're looking for bioidentical hormones, compounds, supplementation, whatever it is, I want you to check out Pine Pharmacy. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water is the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean, we need to drink clean, and it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under-the-sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny-tasting water with who knows what in it, or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Watercure USA today.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
All right, we are back. And again, my guest today, and I had only one guest today because I'll tell you, we haven't even touched the surface here. We're halfway through the show. Linda Pellegrino from AM Buffalo, someone I admire. She's a legend in her own time, this lady, and has inspired so many people, not just women, so many people. Linda, you are just, I was just talking about this during the break, you are just so real. And I think that that's why people are so drawn to you. One of the reasons people are so drawn to you, but you just say what you think and you are real and encouraging and upbeat.
You know what, Rob? I realize I've watched, man, who am I going to emulate? I want to be able to do this kind of a show, this kind of a show. But then you realize I can take qualities from people that I admire, but you got to be yourself.
Absolutely.
You can't be anybody else. You have to be yourself. And
right.
I've just made peace with it. This is who I am, warts and all. You know, it's like here's kind of, you know, how I think about things. And I just put the viewer first. And I think there's a lot of people who don't in this business. But I have to tell you, I had coming into work wasn't always easy. But what was easy was coming into our department. When I heard Frank Pichella was coming back to Channel 7,
such a blessing.
That's what helped me through everything. Because I knew I was coming in and I had the best producer for television on the East Coast. Maybe the West Coast, I just don't know those people. Okay? And with John Summers, I had the most encouraging two guys to come in to work with. No matter what else was going on in my life, those guys and I could sit and we could laugh and we could make... we could make lemonade out of lemons. And we do, to this day, make lemonade out of lemons every single day. And without these guys, I don't know what I would do. So they made it easy for me. And we laughed about everything. We cried about everything together. We've been on vacation together. We've known each other for so long. And to be able to work with your best friends is a blessing.
Well, you know, you guys are like family, and you make everyone feel like family. Like, I feel like I'm in my mother's Italian kitchen when I come there. Just, you know, you are all so warm, and yes, I agree. I mean, Frank is just amazing at what he does. And I read in your book how when you told, was it your manager, about, you know, that he prayed with you, actually.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, Bill Ransom.
Yes.
And I wasn't particularly close to Bill at the time, I have to tell you. I mean, not that, you know, I don't know anybody who really is. I mean, he is the general manager of the station. And at the time, he was for about probably about 15 years. But I had to go in and tell him. And I wasn't even sure how I was going to do that. I had never even said the words breast cancer before. And here I had to say it with me. And he was incredible. He was incredible. He got up. He cried. And he says, I want to pray with you right now. And he did that a few times. And a lot of people who will remember Bill as our general manager may not have ever seen that side of him. He could not have been more supportive after I was diagnosed. He was incredible. I still think of him and I pray for him all the time myself now. He could not, I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on at that station. It's a complicated place. But when he heard that, could not have been more supportive.
Yeah.
And I love him for that.
I loved him when I read that. Mm-hmm. And to have the support of Bill and Frank, as you said, you know, that loving, supportive
yes.
environment,
right.
it does help healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does. I mean, people who live in toxic relationships and toxic
right.
situations, we know it affects their health.
Right.
And here you are every day in this supportive place that your work, that these people are like family.
Mm-hmm.
And what a blessing that is.
And you know what, Bob? As we get older, I've become better at shedding the crap, so
yeah,
to speak.
Exactly.
You have to get rid of
no
people,
time.
Toxic people in your life, or at least put up an invisible barrier so they cannot hurt you.
Yes.
People go through their own lives and their own hurts. There is no way somebody should come into your life just to hurt you.
Amen.
You need to put your hands up and say, we're not doing that.
No.
I'm not buying into that. You're not going to make me feel less than what I think I am.
Exactly.
And that's my message, especially to women, to empower people. To say, just repel that. Just don't buy into it. Even
right.
if it's a generational thing, you have got to be strong. You're going to push that back. And the older I've gotten, the more, I think maybe it is the stronger you get, because you just don't take as much guff anymore. You just say, no, I'm not buying into that. I'm going to live this way. And you need to shed negative people in your life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes with, you know, wisdom. And I always think, you know, God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what other people think
exactly.
of me. And it doesn't even matter what I think of me.
Right.
Because God loves
That's
me.
Right.
And I know what he thinks of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of which, you know, how did your faith play in all of this?
Oh, you know what? It was huge. And I'm so glad you asked me, because I don't have a chance to say this as much. I'm sure I got better because people prayed for me.
Absolutely.
I met people who said they prayed for me, and you know what I told myself? I could feel it. I could feel it. It was almost like I was lifted through this whole thing and carried across on people's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe that's why I never cried over it. I never felt despair.
Right.
Okay. Over the situation, and I hope to never feel despair, because I could get this again. I mean, everybody who's a cancer survivor has an elevated chance of getting it again. So you're always kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop. But I hope to never feel despair. You know?
Right.
And I really, really felt the power of prayer from everybody who felt that they couldn't do anything but pray, and that was actually the most important thing they could have done.
Yeah.
So when I read, you know, I have a book in front of me from Dr. Philip Glick from Children's Hospital, and the book is about miraculous things that have happened to doctors all over the country. The common denominator is, how did this healing happen? They have no answer for it except that people came in and prayed. What does that tell you?
Amen.
Right?
Amen. You hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And we know that God is sovereign. I
mm-hmm.
used to say, you know, I knew that if my sister lived, that God didn't make a mistake. And if my sister, you know, went home to be with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
God didn't make a mistake.
Right.
So when you have that peace,
yes.
And we know the power of prayer, that
yes.
miracles do happen.
Right.
I mean, Linda, after I read your book, which is amazing, as I said, Still Smiling, I love the title of it, too. It is a testimony that miracles happen, because for you to have three different
right.
types of cancer
mm-hmm.
and look at you, I mean, praise God,
right.
you are healthy, you have recovered,
mm-hmm.
you are still working, you're not just still working, you're making such a difference in the lives of the people around
you. And maybe that was my mission all along.
Yes,
maybe nothing
exactly.
really mattered until I got sick. Because yeah. I know people will say, I had to go to my kidney appointment today, but you know what, I got up and I saw you on, and I thought, darn it, if she can get up and go, so can I. That's it.
Yes.
That's the thing, right?
Exactly.
There.
Exactly, exactly, to know that you can do it, and really not just to try and make it through the day, oh gosh,
mm-hmm.
I gotta make it through the day, to make a difference in the lives of the people around you, which you do so eloquently every single day on AM Buffalo.
Thank you.
It needs to be a national show.
Yeah, I know, and I get,
right.
you know what, I get so annoyed because I see so many people who have an opportunity to go national and they don't do anything with it. And I just can't take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to turn it off, because I'm like, here's a person. They got all these resources, and they have a platform, and yet they're wasting time talking about the Kardashians. What is this about?
Yeah.
This is not important.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was one of the reasons why I wrote the book, too, was to get people in Buffalo to understand that we have people making miracles every day in this town. You don't need to look to Hollywood. You don't need to look to
Absolutely.
New York.
Absolutely.
The people who volunteer in this town, no matter what your issue is, we have a support group for it. I guarantee you, you won't come up with something where we don't have some people working on it. That's a volunteer effort. So I'm so proud of this whole area.
Oh, Buffalo is amazing. I love it. I love what's happening in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk also about, because I know that you have been eating healthy.
Yes.
And that is such a
you're my
huge
hero.
Part. Oh, you're my hero in many ways. You know, that is such a huge part of healing. When we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
And then I also want to talk about who some of your favorite guests are, but we're running out of time here.
Okay.
So we don't have a lot of time. I wish this was a three-hour show, Linda, because we could certainly fill it up.
We could.
Listen, we are on with Linda Pellegrino, and it has been such a wonderful pleasure to interview her today, because she's always interviewing me over all these years. And her book is out. Linda, tell our listeners where they can get this book. Still smiling.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I'm so happy because they're carrying it locally now. But if you want to go to Barnes & Noble here in Buffalo, both locations have it. Also, Amazon.com if you're up in Canada. And also, Google, Apple I, all the online places you can get it. But Talking Leaves as well if you're in Buffalo, both locations.
Oh, I love it. Still smiling. You need to read it. It would be great for a Christmas present for people. I'll tell you, it is such an inspiring book. You got pictures in here of your family and the people that you've interviewed. I love it. All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk with Linda Pellegrino, someone I love and admire. I want to tell you about Dr. Ortman Nabi at All Care for Women. I'm telling you, I love this lady. I trust her, and I trust her with myself and my family. And you know what? It's always good to get a second opinion, even if you have your own OBGYN. Check out All Care for Women. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
It's 2016, and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage in the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free true market analysis and then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back. I just want to thank everyone again that came out for the Making Strides event today. What a wonderful day. What a beautiful day. And what a wonderful cause for the American Cancer Society. And they've helped so many women have hope and help them with so many different things. I know they've helped my sister. So thank you, everyone, that donated to that cause today. And Linda Pellegrino, of course, we've been talking about the fact that she is a breast cancer and thyroid survivor and three different cancers, which just is incredible. What a miracle. Praise God, the fact that you're here. But you did, you know, you are one of those women who take, you know, control and are your own health advocate, which I also admire. And you changed your diet, too.
I did. I did, Robbie, because I listened to what you have to say, and I did do some reading on it. And you gave me some great books, you know, and I made sure I read them. It makes me crazy when I still see what's in your average American diet. You said it on our show. 40% of American women are obese. Not overweight, folks. Obese. That has to end. That's only going to shorten your life. That's going to increase diabetes. It's a terrible role model for your kids because chances are if you're not taking care of your weight, you're not watching theirs either. We have an opportunity to be the healthiest nation in the world, and we're not because we're relying on prepackaged stuff, stuff with so many chemicals in it, we don't even know what these chemicals are doing to us. And there's no reason for that. If we have fresh food all around us, we can grow it ourselves. We need to start thinking about, you know, what they say, you are what you eat.
Yes.
It's true. The body is a temple.
Absolutely.
And I just recently lost 22 pounds because I realized that being a cancer survivor, you should not be overweight.
Right.
Not good for you.
No.
I went immediately, okay, we're gonna lose this weight. And a lot of the principles that you taught me on how to do it, unfortunately, I cannot exercise because I have what they call post-mastectomy pain syndrome. And that just basically means when all the nerve endings in my breast got cut, when I do aerobics or I was ballroom dancing, all the blood would rush there and it would throb. So I had to stop. So I had to do it in a way where I couldn't really exercise. But you can swim and I can walk and, you know, and I can be as active as I possibly can.
Yeah, you're very active. I you know, that along with, my gosh, you're losing your voice with the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was rough.
We need to have you back.
Yeah.
That was a whole other thing that you dealt with that I could not even believe.
Yeah, broadcaster loses her voice, right? Hit me below the belt, why don't you, right?
And it was gone.
It was gone.
You know, again, another miracle.
Yeah.
You know,
and again, you have to be proactive about your life, be proactive about your health. And I found that doctor in Rochester.
Yes.
He's the only one in this area who does the procedure that I had done that restored my voice to what it is today. So you have to look for people. Be proactive. Get out there and find these people. And don't always wait till everything crosses your path.
Exactly.
Get out there and, you know, meet them at the intersection.
Exactly. You know, so, but getting back to diet, you know, I talked yesterday about, on AM Buffalo, about the food that we eat affects the way that cells interact with the carcinogens, making them either more or less dangerous. So the foods we eat actually, you know, can make those carcinogens, which are in our air and our water and our food and the soil, you know, more dangerous or less dangerous. And you have taken control of your health. And first of all, you lost so much weight. You and Frank are disappearing.
We did good.
Yeah.
Well, we did it at the same time, too. Yeah. So we would come in and say, what are you eating? Well, what are you eating?
Yeah. It's good to have that support.
Yes. Yes, but it really was.
I never thought that you needed to lose weight.
Well, you know what, Robbie? I was 5 pounds from obese.
Wow.
I covered it up. But you know what? It did when I really looked at pictures. You saw how round my face was. And I was like, I don't need to be carrying all this weight. And we naturally do put on weight as we get older. But, you know, I found a way to take it off. And I was just determined. It's like quitting smoking. You just have to stop doing the wrong things until you start to see some results. And the results are wonderful. You know, when you look in the mirror and you know you look as good as you feel, that's everything.
Exactly. And that you're, I mean, it never worked for me trying to lose weight when I was trying to lose weight to look good, but for my health.
Right.
And I know you're motivated by
exactly.
that, too.
Yeah, because, you know, if I figure, look, if my cancer comes back or something else happens, I know I'm a better candidate to fight that by being at a normal weight. Having extra weight would be an impediment to whatever medicine they want to give me. That would be 20 more pounds. This stuff's got to cut through. That's not good. You want your body to be a lean, mean fighting machine.
Amen.
Right?
I love that. Well, and I interviewed one of the doctors from Roswell on my show here who have spent the last 30 years researching the link between diet and cancer, and particularly dairy and sugar and cancer.
Sugar, oh.
And yes, and obesity and cancer. And, you know, I wish we could hear more about that in the news. But, yeah, it's amazing how that obesity, you know, just that visceral fat acts as a hormone in our body.
And if people walk away from anything, remember, it's the sugar, folks. Look at the added sugar. Don't drink pop anymore.
Right.
Don't drink diet anymore.
Exactly.
It's got 15 tablespoons of sugar in it.
Unbelievable.
And that sugar gets, you know, thrown into your body. It's a carbohydrate. It gets stored as fat, then you never come back to burn that off. Look at anything with added sugar, or just look at carbs. You don't even see sugar in milk, for heaven's sakes. So you really have to watch that sugar and start to cut that out.
Exactly. We know that cancer thrives on
sugar.
And but you look amazing, and I know you feel amazing. And so this book, Linda, is just such a blessing. Thank you so much for writing it. It's called Still Smiling. And how did you think of that title?
You know what? I was going to name it something else. I was going to name it There's No Tissue in Football and Other Things I Learned Along the Way. And somebody talked me out of that and said, you know, it's going to sound like a sports book. I said, all right, well, you know what? I'm still smiling. Let's go with that.
And you are still smiling. I mean, this smile that you have is the way I think of you all the time. And you have always been so upbeat. But you go into so many things here from the beginning, as we talked about, in radio and in TV and all the people who made a difference in your career. And then, of course, you know, the guests that you've had on, some of your favorite guests, which who are some of those favorite guests that you've
had? I always tell people that the athletes are fun, that the stars are a lot of fun. The most important guests are the people who come on who do the right thing for the right reason, because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Those are the most impressive people.
Yeah.
But the stars along the way, I write a lot of star stories, too, because everybody wants to know what it's like to be in a room with Val Kilmer or Harrison Ford or Robin Williams. You know, what is all that like?
I know.
I tried to explain what a junk it actually is when I would leave Buffalo, get on a plane, go out to L.A. It's 11 o'clock at night by the time you get there. You know, watch a movie, go to bed, wake up the next morning, you're the first one in. And you've got to break the ice right away, because your clock starts as soon as you walk in the room and they sit you down.
Absolutely.
So, and it's how to do that well, you know, because it did turn out very well for the many years that I did it. I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. Again, you have that knack of getting your point across really fast.
I think maybe that's how I learned it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have, you know, we talk about Bill Cosby here, Robin Williams, so many things. And then I love the end of the book where you talk about, you know, your journey with your health and your son.
Yeah. That was just a complete surprise. He wrote that for a paper. And he says, Mom, I want to show you something. And when he showed me that essay, I couldn't believe it. So he wrote what it was like for him to be told his mother had breast cancer and what his new reality would be. So he's an incredible kid. We're so blessed with him. Brett's 25 now, and he's going to grad school for a psychology. He's going to be a doctor of psychology, and he'll be a good one.
That is so
awesome. You know, you don't realize how this affects somebody else. What's their new, you know, way that they're going to, you know, handle all this?
Yes.
So I would tell people, be careful how you tell people you're sick or you have a big life-changing thing, because that's the moment they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
Absolutely.
So it's how you handle it is how they're going to handle it.
Absolutely. Well, and you kind of downplayed it, I think, you know, with him, which, you know, was very sweet of you. Linda, I love The Show Must Go On. You know, your book here at the end, The Show Must Go On, and that is kind of like your mantra, you know?
Yeah.
The show must go on. It doesn't matter what's going on. You know, you need to show up for life, don't you?
Absolutely.
Show up for your life.
And I won't be doing that show forever, but somebody else will. And then when that happens, I'll go on and do other things. And again, like you're right, you will go on, and every day is a gift. Every morning we wake up and we see color, and we have life. Is a gift, and you have to look at it that way,
right?
Because there's no guarantees for tomorrow. So live today with purpose, like you mean it, no regrets, and just keep on going. And smile.
And you got it. And to that, you know, I'm so grateful that you wrote this book and that you took the time to come in here today. Just such an honor having you here. As soon as you walked in the door, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Linda Pellegrino.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I love it.
You have so many fans, and I just want to encourage you. I can't think of AM Buffalo going on without you, so don't be thinking about retiring, because it wouldn't be AM Buffalo without Linda Pellegrino.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Right now.
Thank you so much. And guests like you who have made that experience what it is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well,
good relationships.
I'm blessed to have had that platform for so many years to just really share what is my passion, and that is, you know, living that abundant life that we're designed to live.
Right.
And so, Linda, again, let our listeners know where they can get Still Smiling.
Well, first of all, I think on December 3rd, I'm going to be at Barnes & Noble to sign.
Awesome.
So
December 3rd.
If you get one before then, from 1 to 3, bring it in, and I'll just sign it. No problem.
Perfect.
But you can get it at Talking Leaves. There's two locations of that. There's two Barnes & Nobles in Western New York. And again, if you're in Canada, just go to Amazon.com.
Yes.
You'll have it in 2 days. Amazon.com, AppleEye.com, and any of the .coms that sell books has it now. So,
well, I encourage everyone to pick it up.
Oh, it's at the library, too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, you can pick it up at the library.
Awesome. I want you to sign my book, too.
Okay.
I want everyone to pick it up and continue to watch AM Buffalo. I know our Canadian friends and our U.S. friends are huge fans. Continue to tune in there. And don't forget to be encouraged by Linda and her. It's just every single day. I mean, but be encouraged. You can pick up this book and have others encouraged as well. Maybe someone else is walking through, cancer or some kind of, disease or some problem in life. Linda will encourage them. So pick up this book, Still Smiling. Linda, thank you so much
for
joining us.
You're so welcome, Robin. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh.
Thank your listeners. And just thank you all for many, many years of encouragement to get me where I am today, to have a publication like that.
Well,
thank you.
I am blessed to know you, so I thank you for that. And we'll be doing this again, girlfriend.
Okay, you got it.
Well, listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in today. I want you all to have a glorious week. And remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. And I'll tell you what, you will be blessed if you get out there, because it's beautiful out today. Have a wonderful day, everyone, and God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.